This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Tuesday again vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution on the Israel-Hamas war, blocking a demand for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the 15-member body that the draft resolution could jeopardize ongoing ceasefire talks between the U.S., Egypt, Israel, and Qatar.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
According to text seen by Reuters, the U.S. has proposed a rival draft resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire, quote, as soon as practicable and on the condition that all hostages are released. The blocked draft resolution, which was drawn up by Algeria, did not link a ceasefire to the release of hostages.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States will announce fresh sanctions on Russia on Friday over the death in prison of opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a string of European governments summoned Russian diplomats. Russian President Vladimir Putin's main political opponent died in his penal colony on Friday, Russian authorities said. His team says the 47-year-old was murdered. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday Russia was against the deployment of nuclear weapons in space, and his defense minister flatly denied U.S. claims that Russia was developing a nuclear capability for space. Multiple reports last week in the United States said Washington had new intelligence related to Russian nuclear capabilities and attempts to develop a space-based weapon.